Good morning, Montreal. You're tuned to the Wednesday Morning After, and I am your host, Sheila Ferrando. We have a music magazine show for you today with interviews with three different independent artists. The first is Andrew Yon. His religious beliefs take you on a journey. It's one surprise after the other on bistro rock artist Julian's latest single, Roll the Dice, and whether it's despair or joy, from a rock artist, Sean Listro has you covered. All three will be with us this morning on the Wednesday Morning After. Democracy Now! Will make the scene at 8 a.m., and weather will happen around 8:15. Then we'll wrap up the show. Let's start off with a little music.
Thank you.
Andrew Yon is a pop artist with a mission to inspire goodness, beauty, and love through music. The founding principle of his artistry and music studio, 8VA Music, is social responsibility meets artistry. With us today, we have Andrew Yon. Hi, Andrew, and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me here, Sheila. I'm really happy to be here with you.
Please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be involved in the performance of music.
Yeah, well, I've always wanted to be a performer. So my heart has always just been moving in that direction. I started playing piano when I was 14, Tuesday, November 25th, 2008 at 3:09 p.m. to be exact, but I'm not keeping track or anything. It wasn't long before I started playing publicly in my local churches. And I also performed a lot in musicals in my town, Elmont. My first ever big performance was as teenager James Naismith in a biography of his life. I even got to be interviewed on CBC Radio for that in 2011. So that was my first, I would say, kind of little break, big break as an artist. I went the classical route and obtained a level 10 piano certificate from the Royal Conservatory of Toronto in 2018. And after that, I decided I wanted to be a pop singer. So I started planning my pop career starting in 2019.
So what is your recording history with 8VA Music?
So it's very fresh. I just started recording demos in 2019. All of them are on my YouTube channel. So I have a few acoustic demos out there. And then I released an acoustic track in September 1st, 2019. And then starting January 2020, I released my first single from my EP called Still Here, Where Are You Fear? And then COVID happened, so I got stalled a little bit. But now I released my single Free in June, another one, Love Sees Through, in August. And now my album is starting as of November 6th. My EP, sorry.
You're releasing a brand new EP called The Journey Within. What lived experience made this EP possible?
Yeah, so this EP actually tells the story of a medical diagnosis I had that turned out to be false. So it's my healing process and finding myself again after a long time in darkness. When I was a teenager, I suffered from some pretty serious depression symptoms. I went to seek professional help. And unfortunately, I was misdiagnosed with a serious mood disorder called schizoaffective. So for the next 6 years, I took really high doses of psychotropic medications, which made me get really sick because of all the side effects. I was in a constant state of desperation because I was told that this is just how my life was going to be. I was always going to be medicated. So after I told a few friends about this disorder, because I really wanted to open up, a lot of people started telling me, like, I don't think you have this disorder, Andrew. That's kind of a silly, like, something doesn't seem right. So I started going back to medical professionals, and I was like, I want a second opinion. I want to explore this more. So it was really difficult, but I actually convinced my doctors to let me go off one of the medications and see what would happen. And to everybody's surprise, my depression symptoms actually dramatically improved. So then they started to wonder, maybe they were wrong after all. And during this process and more exploration, we discovered that the symptoms I was experiencing were actually a reaction to trauma I experienced when I was a child and adolescent. So while I was going off the medications, I started a trauma recovery program in June of 2018. And as I started to get better, I started to realize that maybe I could make the music thing happen again, because I'd kind of given up on it at that point. So during the whole process, I started writing music. I thought, okay, as soon as I start to get better, I'm going to go for it. So in 2019, I started to plan the album, and I wrote all these songs. And so all the songs from this EP tell about my story of having this schizoaffective disorder diagnosis, and then finding freedom and overcoming all my fears.
May we hear some of your music?
Yes, of course.
This is In the Night, the first single off the album on CKUT.
In the night, we keep the secrets we like to hide. Like the memory of my life you left behind. You left me in the night, where our dreams start to die, where the soul starts to sigh. How long is night? In the night, where darkness becomes our own. In the night, where all our worst fears come to life, that is where you left me in the night. becomes our only light in the night, where all our worst fears come to light. That is where you left me in the night.
Your work has always been inspired by your religious beliefs. How is this true?
Yes, so that's a great question. Imagery is really important to me when writing music. And the most important image we have in the Catholic faith is the image of the crucifixion of Jesus. The story of the crucifixion inspired my goodness, beauty, and love brand, because love, redemption, and the most important thing for my brand, which is taking the worst thing that happened to you and turning it into a good thing. So when I was sick and the nights felt really long, and I thought to myself, I'm going to be sick forever. This is my life. And I don't think I can do this. I would look at my crucifix and I would always think, wow, like life is awful sometimes. And it doesn't always end well, even when you try your best. But I would think about how pain can become something good if you want it to. And I would say to myself, I'm just going to keep going and I'm going to find a way to get past this. And I told myself that whole period I was sick. So using this faith as an inspiration, I took the idea of turning a bad experience into a positive one and started building my brand. When I was sick, I always believed I was bad, ugly, and unlovable. And these awful core beliefs were stuck to me. So I transformed them. Now my music and artistry gives me an outlet to share the message to listeners that they are inherently good, beautiful, and lovable. So I use my bad experience and turned it into a brand and mission statement by using that image. And that's kind of impacted all of my lyrics too, for this album, EP especially.
What are your plans now for the next year?
Yeah, so 2021's gonna be great. I'm kicking off 2021 with the release of the Journey Within EP on January 8th. And then as soon as COVID restrictions are lifted, I wanna start touring, mostly in Ottawa and Montreal, but slowly expanding after that. I also want to branch out to more nonprofit activities later in 2021 and start networking with local youth charities to build goodness, beauty, and love everywhere. It's hard to make concrete plans with the pandemic, but the one thing I know for sure I can do is start connecting with people who love my music on my media. So I really want to connect with people and hear your stories too. It'd be really nice to connect.
May we listen to some more of your music?
Yes, I'd love to share some more with you.
This is Still Here on the Wednesday Morning After.
This night has been so long, I wasn't sure I'd see the sun. But I can sense the break of day, I see dawn's mist, I found a way. I never knew why I hated myself. I just embraced the dark and accepted the night. And now I see the light is near. My life of fear is fading away. And I'm still here. Where are you, fear? I'm still here. You can't stop me anymore. Where are you, fear? I'm still here. Sun is up, I know I'm finally free. Cause when I look in the mirror, I don't hate what I see. And In those years I lived at night, I learned to love, I learned to fight. The ones I loved broke my heart, and when I fell love, they started to push me out. I fought back, broke through the night, now I'm running to greet the sun, the sun.
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your album, where should they go?
They can find me everywhere. I'm on all the major platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, TikTok, even Deezer. I'm not even sure what that is, but if they want to connect with me personally, they can find me on Instagram, Andrew J. Yan, and find my Facebook page under the name Andrew Yan. If you search my name on all these sites, you'll find me. My last name is spelled J-A-H-N. If you love my music, follow my channels so you'll be in the loop when I release new music on January 8th, 2021.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Thank you for having me, Sheila.
You have been listening to Andrew Yan speaking about his music. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando. One surprise does not await the other in this bittersweet November. After composing two songs on Pierre Lapointe's new holiday album, Chanson Hivernale, Julian drops Roll the Dice, a brilliantly jazz nugget, to listen by the fire for a sweet moment of escape on into December and the new year. With us today, we have Julian. Hi, Julian, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, first, please tell us how you came to write Roll the Dice, your latest single.
I don't remember exactly when I started to write it, but it's a subject that I always appreciated, which is how in control are we really when it comes to our own life? So basically what I did was I took some element from philosophy on that matter, and I mixed it with elements of Dungeons and Dragons and other tabletop games like that, where, you know, it's not very clear how much power we have to win these games, you know what I mean? And so I kind of extrapolated the whole thing, and it ended up being the song that you hear.
What is the story behind the song?
Like I said, I'm someone who thinks a lot. I have a lot of times I end up thinking too much. And one night, I remember that I was thinking about how is it possible that, like, do I really matter in the course of the actions that are going to happen in my life? Am I really an actor in all this? You know, do I matter? Do my choices matter and all that? And not long after, I don't remember exactly when, but eventually I came to write this song.
Maybe listen to some of your music?
Yeah, sure.
This is Roll the Dice on CKUT.
the dice and it's something new. Run your course, you find joy and destruction too. Hard way, all we need's a clean slate.
You also produced an EP this year. What went into making Julianne?
It's been a project that I had in mind for a while, probably a year or two. And because I've always been in bands, I've always, you know, I sang, I've played guitar and all that, but always in band, which I love doing, but I needed to do something of my own, but by myself and, you know, by me for me and, eventually what happened is I just ended up, I wound up in Jesse McCormack's studio. And at first it was just for fun. You know, I called him, I said, hey, can I just come and check your stuff and maybe we can try a couple songs. And my idea was maybe I'll just, you know, spend a day there and those will be nice demos for me to show around. And in the meantime, I'll try to find a way to record this. But after a day with Jesse, what ended up happening is that I really liked what we did together. So instead of, you know, re-recording with someone else somewhere else, I just decided to kind of use that, the day that we spent together, as a stepping stone. And the four songs that we tried that day, I just went back in studio with him and finished them, and added one more. And that was the five songs that ended up on the EP.
How are you celebrating your releases this year?
Well, it's been a pretty hectic week because I've had like a couple stuff, you know, either by me, like Roll the Dice, or other stuff like Pierre Lapointe. And I've had a couple stuff that has been released this week. So I haven't really had the time to celebrate, you know, each release in particular. But I would say I celebrated by writing more songs and just generally trying to stay positive, being happy, and trying to do my best to be the most professional and adequate songwriter that I can be with the circumstances that are given to me right now, which is, you know, everyone knows it's not exactly easy right now, but I try to make lemonade out of the lemons that life is throwing at me right now.
May we listen to some more of your music?
Sure.
This is Bone on the Wednesday Morning After.
This isn't the first time, and it won't be the last, I know. I'm every human at the moment. Letting go. Out in the sun for a change, and down comes the rain. You played your part in vain in the dark. I'm just a dreamer, dragging a ball and chain. But you try and can't do nothing. Nothing about it when you're nothing without it. Can't do nothing at all. Nothing about it when you're nothing.
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your album, where should they go?
If you want to buy my music, I always recommend Bandcamp because it's by far the most fair platform there is out there. But if you want just to stream it, you know, you can go anywhere, Spotify, iTunes Music, and or Apple Music, I think it's called. I don't know. Anything, anywhere. I'm supposed to be available everywhere.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Thanks so much for having me.
You've been listening to Julianne speaking about his music. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando. Whether it's the feeling of despair or joy you're looking for, Listro has you covered. His latest single, Feel Your Touch, which released on November 27th, 2020, will appeal to anyone who has had their heart broken and needs a creative vice to indulge in. With us today, we have Sean Listro. Hi, Sean, and welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be involved in your current project.
Totally. So, yeah, I'm Sean Listro. I'm from the city of Toronto, and I like to make edgy, cinematic, emotionally intense rock music. It kind of goes way back. I started playing guitar when I was 10 years old, and I spent most of my teenage life learning all my favorite rock bands, Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, Metallica, jamming out to the riffs, and I joined a few bands, was always kind of writing song ideas. And then when I got into university, I went to Ryerson. I got very much into the electronic dance music scene, particularly like house and dubstep. And that's where I got my first introduction into music production. I was in this DJ duo called Neon Nights, and I'd spend countless hours watching YouTube tutorials and learning how to produce. And then the past few years, I started reintroducing my guitar and vocals into the mix and recorded myself. And the past few years, I felt that I was starting to finally write music I felt was good enough to release. And that's where I ended up with this EP.
Your latest EP is coming out early next year. Your recent single, Feel Your Touch, has just been released. What is the story behind this song?
Yeah. So the song is really about intense lust and infatuation where you're with somebody where you both know that you're not the right fit. You're not, you know, necessarily good for each other in terms of the alignment of your values and lifestyle, but you have such an intense physical chemistry and that kind of blinds you and thinking that it's true love. And so eventually you keep going back, even though you know you're not right for each other, and ends up becoming this dangerous roller coaster of emotions where you become each other's addiction. So the song is kind of like an emotionally intense feeling towards that. And I tried capturing it as best I could. And yeah.
May we hear some of your music?
Absolutely.
This is Feel Your Touch on the Wednesday Morning After.
Oh,
What is the process you go through when producing a song?
The process that I go in producing a song, it almost always starts with a guitar riff. And a lot of times I'll be messing around with the guitar and an idea will seem to fall out of thin air when I'm least expecting it. It's kind of like dating, I find, actually, where when you least expect it, all of a sudden you meet someone and you just click. And I feel like songwriting is very much like that as well. And when I get a song idea that clicks, I usually have a feeling that it's something special, and I'll head right into my studio and I'll start recording. I'll start singing vocal melodies and phrases. And a lot of times what I say, I just say it subconsciously, and I have no idea what it means, what I'm saying. And I'll write down what I said and I'll find meaning in the lyrics afterwards. And then it becomes this almost like a puzzle piece, putting the words all together and finding meaning. And then I'm like, and eventually it finally reaches a stage where I go, oh, that makes sense. And then that's how I usually finish a song.
Who are your musical influences and how have these affected what you create to play?
Oh, I got so many influences, but I'll list just a few. I mean, Led Zeppelin, Chris Cornell, Oasis, The Beatles, Nine Inch Nails, Coldplay. I feel like my music is just a giant collage of all my favorite influences. I even grew up listening to film scores as well. I've always been very drawn to cinematic and epic songs, and not even just with music, but also with movies and video games. I've always been drawn to that epic, larger than life feel that takes you on a journey. So with all of that, it definitely comes through in my music. So I'm sure when listeners hear it, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But yeah, big influence from all of my artists that I'm inspired by.
How do you intend to celebrate this release?
Well, to celebrate it, I mean, I'm obviously trying to get it out there as much as possible, but we're going to be doing an EP live stream show come around March. And then other than that, I'll probably just have a night to celebrate with friends upon release. And then I'll be right back in the studio the next day working on new material. Because as I say, yesterday's high, tomorrow's low. And I find I get like 1 or 2 days of celebration where I'm like, okay, yeah, finish the song. And then I'm like, okay, next, what's next? You know, let's keep this going.
Maybe listen to some more of your music.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is Lonely Star on CKUT. Our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your album, where should they go?
Yeah, so if you want to check me out, you can check out my website, seanlistro.com. And in terms of all of my music, it's available on all streaming platforms, you know, Spotify, Apple, SoundCloud, all of that stuff. And if you want to keep up to date with whatever I'm doing, definitely subscribe to my email list off of my website. And follow me on my socials too. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, it's just at Sean Listro. I'm constantly posting and documenting this journey and behind the scenes stuff. So, but yeah, music will always be available on all streaming platforms and also YouTube. I'll have my music videos for certain songs there. So yeah, definitely check it out. I hope you guys like it. And yeah, come join me on this fun rock journey.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks for having me. And this is actually my first radio interview, so I'm going to celebrate with that. So this was great. Thanks so much.
Well, congratulations on your first radio interview. It was lots of fun, Sean Listro.
Yeah.
CKUT's 2020 funding drive has been postponed indefinitely, but we are still accepting donations to help us sustain the station's operations while we remain closed due to COVID-19. Our wide network of volunteers provides an essential service to many different communities in Montreal, and the isolation of the past few months has highlighted how important independent news, arts and culture, and music programming is for Montreal's underrepresented communities. If you are in a position to give during this time, visit ckut.ca and click on the green Donate button to make a contribution, or contact funding@ckut.ca if you have any questions. Thank you for your continued support. Love, CKUT.
Pour lutter contre la COVID-19, on doit tous respecter les consignes d'isolement de la santé publique jusqu'au bout. Quand on a des symptômes, on doit s'isoler. Quand on a passé un test, on doit s'isoler. Quand le résultat est positif, on doit s'isoler. Quand on revient de voyage, on doit s'isoler. Et si on a été en contact avec un cas confirmé, on doit s'isoler. S'isoler, c'est sérieux. S'il vous plaît, faites-le. Informations sur québec.ca/isolement. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
They was up there like doing whatever they was doing to me. Hitting me, throwing me, macing me. My son. The look on his face, like he was petrified. The Philadelphia Police Department treated me as if I was an animal on the street. An animal don't even deserve that.
In Philadelphia, a black mother who was attacked with her family by a horde of police officers is speaking out about the harrowing experience. Rekia Young was driving an SUV with her two-year-old hard-of-hearing son and a teenage nephew when officers descended on the vehicle, broke all its windows, assaulted and arrested Young, pulled her 16-year-old nephew from the car, and grabbed her child. We'll hear Rekia in her own words and speak to her attorney. Then we look at how the ride-hailing companies Uber and Lyft scored a major victory against worker rights with the passage of Proposition 22 in California. They're now pushing similar measures in other states.
With this passage, this law will now exempt drivers like me from basic protection.